Colossians chapter 2, starting with the 6th verse.
Colossians chapter 2, starting with the 6th verse. Let's all stand as we read God's word. Let's all stand as we read God's word.
Let's all stand as we read God's word.
Let's all stand as we read God's word. Let's all stand as we read God's word.
So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Let's pray. Father, as we come to look at your word this morning, we ask that you would bless it, that you would send your Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to see your truth here in these words. Father, help us to see not just a truth that is out there, but help us to see a truth and how it can be applied to our lives right here. Now, Lord, I pray for myself that as I speak, you would anoint me with power and truth so that I would speak your word and not man's. Lord, that I would speak for your honor and glory and not my own. I pray that you would anoint Pastor New Song so that as he interprets the words I speak, your truth would be what is heard. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Jean, I got that down. 4 years, I got that down. Okay. I titled the message today, I said overflowing with Thanksgiving. Because I looked at this passage today, and that's what jumped out at me. What I also saw is that the issues of Colossians are the same as issues of today. They had people that were being swept away by deception. The world was saying it had the truth. The world was saying it had the right ideas. But in fact, all they had was empty lies. But people were still swept away by it. So Paul wrote this letter of Colossians to the people living in the city of Colossae. And he's encouraging them that they are to live by the gospel that they had received. He said, so then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. Live is an active word. Literally what it's talking about is walking in Christ. So our lives are supposed to be filled with Christ. Whether we're here or there. We're supposed to have roots. How many of you have a garden? Oh, there's
got to
be more gardens. How many of you
have
ever seen a root? More hands, good. Okay. The roots move a lot. No. They don't move. They might grow. But a root doesn't pick itself up and go from one place to another. And Paul is telling us here to be rooted in Christ. So even as we walk, we're to be rooted. Kind of a confusing idea, isn't it? But it's not that we are to be stationary. It's that our faith is to be stationary. The object of our faith never moves. You don't have to go looking for Jesus, he's always right there. Paul is telling these people that they are to live in the Christ that they received. And as they're rooted in Christ, they will be built up in Christ. They'll be strong. They'll be strengthened. If a plant has a bad root, is it strong? Matter of fact, it could well die. At the very least, the bad weather could wash it away or kill it. But what Paul is telling us is that if we have our faith in Jesus, we don't need to worry about bad weather. That is difficulties in our lives. We don't have to worry about that. Because our faith is strengthened by being rooted in Christ. That makes us strong. So that when we have those difficult times, the lies and deceptions of the world won't get us to move away from the truth. Because our faith will be rooted. And it will be strong. And we'll see the lies and deceptions of the world for what they are. That their traditions, that their wisdom, that their ideas of philosophy, they're not where salvation lies. Instead, salvation lies in the cross and the work of Jesus Christ. And that as we look at that gift of salvation, as we look at the blessings our Father has given us, looking at blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing, our hearts should be overflowing with thankfulness. The picture here of overflowing with thankfulness is like a river overflowing its banks. That is, there's more than can be held in. There's more water in that river that can than the banks can contain. And the water just keeps coming. As it flows down from upstream. That's this picture of our thankfulness. It just keeps coming. We are thankful. And it just overflows the banks of our lives. See, if we are filled with overflowing with thankfulness, we can't be taken captive. If our eyes are focused on the gifts of God and His blessings, we'll be living our lives in Christ. I want to read another passage for you. Colossians chapter 3,
Colossae 3,
verses 15 through 17. Please listen. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through Him. We are to have gratitude in our hearts. No matter what we do, we are to do it in the name of Jesus, giving thanks. If we are giving God thanks, it will help us to stay rooted and keep our faith solid in Jesus. If we study His Word and admonish one another, that is, bring correction to each other and encourage each other. With God's Word, with love, then we will have hearts that are overflowing with thankfulness. And that will help keep us from being held captive or being made captive. To anything other than the Word and love of Christ. So today, I just want to encourage each and every one of you to live lives that are overflowing with thankfulness. That's why we had the microphone down here. How many of you had things that you were thankful for that came to your mind as somebody else gave their praise of thanksgiving? Didn't hearing other praises bring praises in your own heart? Share them with each other. It encourages the body. It makes us all stronger. Don't wait for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
no. Don't wait for Thanksgiving to be thankful. Every day is to be Thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to our Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we do thank you today for your word, for your love, for the fact that we don't have to be afraid because you give us strength, that you will strengthen us for the test and the trouble. Lord, that you will help our faith to be strong as long as we keep ourselves focused upon you. As long as we remember that you are the source of all that is good. Lord, help us to recognize that, and might we be faithful in saying thank you. Might our lips all day long say thank you, Lord, for this blessing, and open our eyes to see each blessing one after another, Lord. Let us not be distracted by the troubles of the world, the ideas of the world, their philosophies, Lord, their lies. Instead, let our focus be upon your truth and your love, and sharing that love with all those around us. In Jesus' name, amen.